American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. President Trump will be in Texas today. Yesterday, he campaigned in Las Vegas at the United for Change rally. The former president is telling supporters to send a strong message to Kamala Harris on Election Day.
You have to stand up and you have to tell Kamala Harris that you've had enough, you can't take it anymore. She's the worst vice president. She's grossly incompetent. Kamala, you're fired. Get out of here. Fired. This election is a choice between whether we will have four more years of incompetence, failure, and disaster, or whether we will begin the four greatest years in the history of our country.
The latest Fox News poll finds former President Trump leading Kamala Harris by 2 points nationally. The economy and inflation remain top concerns for voters. Former President Barack Obama told Kamala Harris supporters that she has a plan.
She got a plan to make your life better. She's going to go after corporations that unfairly jack up prices. She's going to make it easier to build and buy a home.
But Fox business analyst David Asman says more giveaways is not a plan, and Harris doesn't understand what she's doing.
First thing I gauge from it, it's hard to get inside someone's head, is that she really doesn't have a clear idea of what she would do to deal with the high prices that are bothering. I mean, let's face it, economy's number one issue, inflation within that is the number one concern. People still don't feel like they're out from underwater, that their wages have not been rising as high as inflation has. They're still suffering, trying desperately to breathe in this economy. And I don't think she understands some of the proposals she's laid out as an answer.
Fox News contributor Susan Booth says Democrats still face a big challenge.
Well, the challenge for Democrats is Americans have had a side-by-side comparison of what things would look like under Kamala Harris, which we've seen throughout the Biden administration, the Biden-Harris administration, and what it previously looked like under Donald Trump. So these arguments fall flat. And then we also saw, you know, the Department of Justice go after a grandmother who didn't participate in any violence on January 6th, try to sentence her to 10 months in jail, or go after a Catholic wheelbound grandmother for praying outside of an abortion clinic, or go after a Douglas Mackey for posting memes, try to put him in jail, or allow an invasion at our southern border and then sue the state of Virginia for removing non-citizens from the ballot, or the weaponization of the FBI against Donald Trump.
Dr. Robert Jeffress, pastor of First Baptist Church Dallas, says Christians cannot sit this one out.
It is important that we vote. The leaders we elect determine the policies we follow, and the policies we follow determine the moral and spiritual direction of our entire country.
A conservative activist believes Arab American voters are beginning to buy into Donald Trump's idea of peace through strength. Chad Groening has more.
Despite the fact that Donald Trump is seen as more pro-Israel than Kamala Harris, a new survey suggests that Arab Americans want to punish the vice president over the administration's handling of the war in Gaza. In a YouGov poll commissioned by Arab News, Trump leads Harris 45% to 43%. Gary Bauer of the Campaign for Working Families says Arab Americans remember when Trump was president, we weren't in constant conflict with Muslim nations.
Nor was Israel at war with Muslim nations because Donald Trump kept helping to get Israel and their neighbors to sign peace treaties with each other. So I think some Arab and Muslim Americans are beginning to buy in to the idea of peace through strength. When Israel feels good about their friendship with us and their alliance with us, that ends up making it less likely that there's going to be conflict in the Middle East.
So Bauer says we could see a lot of surprises on Election Day.
If those polls end up being true, I think Trump will end up carrying Michigan and maybe some other states.
Even though Arab Americans constitute only 1% of U.S. voters, the race is so tight, they could make a difference. I'm Chad Groening.
Wall Street drifted to a mixed finish Thursday after Tesla surged and IBM slumped following their latest profit reports. For American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh.